In community, the theological practice of community is there are five or six things that are absolutely important. They call theological practices. And one of them is hospitality. One of them is tithing. One of them is confession and reconciliation amongst the members. One is communal worship. One is keeping the Sabbath. And the other is looking out for one another. Each one of those is very significant in community. Hospitality. If we look at the New Testament, we see that so much surrounded Jesus in terms of hospitality. They fed the 5,000. He cooked breakfast with the apostles. They broke bread on the way to Emmaus. He went to this person's house for supper. He went to Zacchaeus' house. He was over to Martha's to have another thing. In fact, he was spending a lot of time eating. Between walking and preaching and eating, Jesus was very busy. But hospitality was very important then and continues to be very important now. Tithing, that we share what we have, that's very important. And tithing, you know, that's always a question, do we give from what's left over, from excess, or do we give from what we have? And we're not just giving for ourselves, but we're giving for the whole of the community. And then the question of reconciliation, that we be reconciled with each other. And that's a constant, ongoing thing. If you've lived in community, you're going to find that quite regularly you put your foot in your mouth, or somebody stops over a boundary, or some expectations haven't been met, or you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And so we have to come to that awareness of, I'm sorry, please forgive me. You know, we have to be doing that constantly. The light's still on, good news, okay. And then we talk about communal worship. Well, what kind of worship? You know, do we want the special, you know, one Our Father in the morning, one Our Father at night, and we get on with the day? Like, what kind of communal worship do we want to do? Is everybody involved in the community worship? And then finally, the last two, one is keeping the Sabbath. I always find that such an interesting one, because keeping the Sabbath traditionally has meant we go to church on Sunday, and that it should somehow become a day of rest. But in the contemporary society in which we live, it is not a day of rest. We come to church, then we go home, and we get all the chores done we didn't get last week because we got behind. And there's very little rest. You know, we got church in, we did that, that's fine. But the whole notion of Sabbath was to be quiet, to be still, to renew, to refresh. And then last was being responsible for other members in the community and helping. So if someone's working and they lose their job, perhaps we help them. We help them monetarily, we help them with groceries, we help them in other ways. But how does all that work out in community? And the first way in which it works out is by telling our stories. We need to tell our faith stories. We need to tell the stories about who we are and what we're about. We need to tell the stories about St. John the Divine. You know, many, many years ago, Father so-and-so was here, and he did this, this, and this, and oh yeah, that's part of the story. Or do you remember Mrs. Jones, who always made the apple pies, and there was one slice out, and they tried to sell them, but she always had a slice out, you know. But we tell the family stories. In our family, as I'm sure like in your family, we all tell stories. And we're tired of the stories. We know the stories. We know whose parts the stories are. We've heard them many times. And we refine it, you know. So in our particular family, we have lots of stories. The one little tweak we've made is the person who's the main character ought to tell the story. The stories become very important. We need to tell our stories. We need to be able to say to one another, this is where we have come from. This is why we do it this way. And so when we are trying to work in community, we share the story. We talk about our traditions. We model. One of the great things about hospitality is you can't read that in a book. Yes, you can read Miss Manners, that tells you which fork and knife, but you cannot read a book and find out what is hospitality. Hospitality is something that's modeled. You know, you go out to the stranger, you invite them in. You know, telling the stories, that needs to be modeled because it takes on our own particular twist, just as the Gospels did the same. Each one of the Gospels is slightly different. So storytelling is very important. We need to observe, we need to see. And then sometimes in community, we need to have teaching. So we tell the story, we gather with hospitality, but we also have teaching. We teach one another. We teach one another what we should do and how we should do it and why we're doing it. And sometimes in community, we also get directive. Today in society, you know, we're supposed to be very non-directive. You know, everybody just does what they want to do. And so, but sometimes in community, the leadership says, this is what we ought to do or what we're going to do. And so as we look at all of that, and we think of who we are in community, and we think of our gifts, we say, what is it that this community is asking of me? So next Sunday, we're having a ministry fair. This is not a plug for the ministry fair, but I just noticed in the bulletin that it was coming up. And it would be really important to go and see all the wonderful things that we do. This parish does many things, and they're all very good. They're really great. But perhaps we might feel we'd like to do something. Or that we've done the same thing for several years, and maybe it's time we tried something different. It's very important that we observe around us. I think this week, Mr. Rogers, the movie is coming out, and they had a little write-up about him. And when he was growing up as a child, he used to get upset when he heard things that were disastrous on the news, when people got killed, or there were catastrophic things that happened, or there was disasters. And his mother told him this, and he shared this with a commentator. My mother said, it's very important at a disaster or after that you look to see who are the ones that show up, who are the volunteers. Pay attention to those people. They're very important. And he said, I remembered that all of my life. You pay attention to who shows up to help. Very, very important. So I just wanted today to say that the early communities, they had difficulties in community, and sometimes we have difficulties in community. We don't see everything the way other people see it, or we'd like it, we wish we were more like the cathedral, or we wish we were more like St. George's, or wouldn't it be nice if we were more like somebody else? But we're not, we're us. And we need to hold each other up and help each other. So there was a little quip. If you're on social media, you get these little quips. So I saw a really good one, so I'll just share this as I end. So it said that 100,000 North American teenagers have said to us, our generation, it's time to clean up. Clean up the environment. And 100,000 parents or 200,000 parents said back, we will start with your bedrooms. Have a good week.